This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. The central government has reiterated unwavering support to Kerala to deal with the devastating landslide in Wayanad district. Replying to a calling attention in the Lok Sabha today regarding the loss of lives and property due to landslides and floods in various parts of the country, Home Minister Amit Shah assured the people of Kerala that the central government will provide all possible assistance following the Wayanad tragedy. Mr. Shah said Prime Minister Narendra Modi is himself monitoring the situation. Intervening in the discussion, Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai said the centre has issued 33 advisories towards the management of high-risk disasters, including floods and landslides. He said the state governments can make preparations according to the advisories. Initiating the discussion, K.C. Venugopal of Congress said, "The Wayanad tragedy is a painful incident and some strong measures should be taken for assistance, rescue operations and rehabilitation." Other members also participated in the discussion. Earlier, intervening in the calling attention motion in the Rajya Sabha today on the devastation in the district, Home Minister Amit Shah said that an early warning about heavy rainfall and landslides in Wayanad district of Kerala was given to the state government on the 23rd of this month and again on the 24th and 25th of July. The Home Minister stated that the losses in Wayanad could have been minimised if the Kerala government had become alert following the arrival of the NDRF teams. Meanwhile, the death toll in landslide-hit Wayanad district has risen to 240. Rescue and relief operations are on a war footing in the region. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the union budget strikes a fine balance among priorities like growth, employment, welfare, capital investment and financial consolidation. Ms. Sitharaman was replying to the debate on the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Rajya Sabha today, saying that the government believes in the motto of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas. The finance minister stressed that the budget has proposed unflinching support to cooperative federalism. Ms. Sitharaman rejected the opposition's allegation of reduction in allocation in the agriculture sector. Ms. Sitharaman informed that 1.48 lakh crore rupees has been allocated for education, employment and skilling. The Union Public Service Commission, UPSC, has cancelled the provisional candidature of IAS trainee Pooja Khedkar and permanently debarred her from all its future exams. The UPSC announced in a release that after examining available records, it has found Ms. Khedkar guilty of violating Civil Services Examination CSE 2022 rules. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has appreciated the book Call of the Gir, written by Rajya Sabha member Parimal Nathwani. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said he knows Mr. Nathwani for his passion about wildlife. The Prime Minister said that this book will surely help all those interested in the majestic Gir lion. MP Parimal Nathwani met the Prime Minister today and handed over his book to him. Heavy rainfall today lashed various parts of the national capital, Delhi. The rainfall brought much-needed respite to the people from hot and humid weather. The rainfall also caused waterlogging in different areas affecting traffic movement. The weather department forecasts light to moderate rain in Delhi during the next 5 days. Meanwhile, Delhi LG Vinay Kumar Saxena has cautioned all officers to remain alert in view of the ongoing heavy downpour in the city. In a social media post, Mr. Saxena said that officers have been advised to address issues at sites prone to waterlogging, including coaching centres. And it has been a day of success for Indian athletes at Paris Olympics in venues across this beautiful city. The Indian contingent were in action in boxing, badminton and shooting on day 5 of the mega quadrennial event. In boxing, Olympic bronze medalist Lovlina Borgohain defeated Norwegian pugilist Suniva Hofstad to power into quarterfinal of women's 75 kg category. She will next take on China's Li Qian on Sunday. In archery, Deepika Kumari cruised into round of 16 of women's individual event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.